This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Fire danger is still high with the warm weather and dry conditions. The town of Rome is reminding people of the dangerous wildfire potential. The entire state is still in high fire danger, with many counties, including Wood, Portage, and Adams, in high fire danger. There are options to dispose of your yard debris safely, but fire departments are asking that you please do not burn it. Portage County Solid Waste is reminding folks that gas is not recyclable. They encountered a serious safety issue when three gas cans with liquid fuel still inside were improperly disposed of. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but the recyclables were soaked in gasoline, which presented a significant fire risk. Please remember that household hazardous materials cannot be put in with regular recyclables. You need to schedule an appointment to properly dispose of those types of hazardous waste. If you need your rifle sighted before hunting season begins, you can have that done for free in Port Edwards. The public sighting in days will be November 9th, 16th, and 17th, all from 9 to 3. It will be at 3350 Range Road in Port Edwards. They'll have targets and shooting benches available and coaches to assist you. The sight-in is safe, fast, and phone-equipped. Wisconsin has a hard time retaining teachers. Data shows that 4 out of every 10 first-year educators either leave the state or the profession altogether within their first 6 years of teaching. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley proposed $59.5 million in new investments aimed at recruiting and retaining Wisconsin educators. Under the proposal, stipends would be provided to eligible student teachers to help cover expenses and reduce debt, a support program for new educators would expand, and other measures to reduce barriers would be examined. You may have noticed the warm temperatures when you stepped outside this morning. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Most of the state just went through 24 hours of record-breaking warmth. This morning, record warm overnight lows were felt across Wisconsin. Many left the house with no coat, which is a rarity for the end of October. At 6 a.m., temperatures statewide were in the upper 60s to low 70s. The entire state can now display 2024 as the warmest October 30th morning ever. It blew the old records out of the water by 5 to 10 degrees in some spots. This after record high temperatures were reached statewide on Tuesday as we spiked into the low 80s. But of course, there was a good base to jump off of, as Tuesday morning's lows were also making history warmth. Now, a potent cold front approaches, which will drag temperatures down a good 30 degrees or more. And with such a sharp difference ahead, expect storms to spark up tonight. Some could even be severe, especially in the southwest. The system will bring much-needed rain, heavy at times, especially into areas of central Wisconsin, where 2 inches of rain isn't out of the question. That could create some flooding. Meanwhile, northwest parts of the state are prepping for a wintry mix overnight and potentially snow flying across many northern counties throughout Halloween. Kids dressing up or trick-or-treating can expect blustery, colder winds whipping and temperatures crashing bone-chilling at night. In fact, the entire state falls below freezing overnight and remains seasonal and much cooler to close the week.
Gamers are gearing up to raise money for kids at Marshfield Children's Hospital. Saturday, November 2nd is game day when gamers will fundraise for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. Thousands of gamers will hop online for 25 hours of nonstop gaming, with all proceeds going to the Children's Hospital of the streamer's choice. You can find out more at extra-life.org. The state cross-country meet is happening this weekend in Wisconsin Rapids. This will be the 112th running of the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association Boys Cross Country Championships and the 50th annual Girls Cross Country Championships. It'll happen at Ridges Golf Course beginning at noon on Saturday, November 2nd. With colder weather starting to settle into the area, heating experts are sharing tips with residents on how to winterize their homes properly. Joanne Krulatz has the story.
Experts say residents should begin with starting their heaters or furnaces now to reduce the risk of fire later. If they have a chimney in their home, they should get it checked for signs of deterioration, which could also cause a fire hazard. Experts also say it's a good time to check your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to ensure they're working while checking your home for other heating-related fire dangers.
Wisconsin has seen a massive increase in early voting since the last presidential election. Wisconsin election officials are reporting a nearly 40% increase for early in-person absentee voting over 2020. Early voting began on October 22nd. On October 25th, the Wisconsin Election Commission announced that over 292,000 people had voted early in person, compared to the 209,000 people around the same time in 2020. Wisconsin is one of the most important swing states in this election cycle. Early voting continues in the state through Sunday, November 3rd. In Wisconsin Rapids, you'll need to complete your early in-person absentee vote before noon on Friday. November 1st is when the city clerk's office closes. After that, you can vote on Election Day, Tuesday, November 5th. You can register same day at the polls by bringing your registration materials. Visit civicmedia.us/vote for links to more voting information. Polls show the Harris Walz and Trump-Vance presidential tickets are in a practical tie in Wisconsin. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was in Oshkosh encouraging supporters to bring voters to the polls on November 5th.
So important from an economic perspective, so important from a democracy perspective, so important from a women's right, from a climate change perspective. Do everything you can, and you can make a difference, really. And you got a few hundred people in this room, you go out, bring 200 or 300 other people out, it makes a difference in an election which could be so very close.
Former President Donald J. Trump will be in the Green Bay area today, and former President Bill Clinton will be campaigning for Democrats up and down the ballot on Thursday. World Stroke Day happens this week. It's a day to underscore the serious nature and high rates of stroke. The day helps raise awareness of stroke prevention and treatment and ensure better care and support for survivors. Dr. Fareed Suri is Aspira St. Luke's Stroke Program Medical Director. He said strokes happen because of clogging in the blood vessels.
The risk factors for those clogging up of the blood vessels is blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, and smoking.
When a stroke happens, it's important to act quickly to stop the damage to the brain.
When a blood vessel gets clogged up in the brain, the part of the brain is not dead right away. It stops functioning, but it is gradually dying over time.
That's why it's so important to be fast when someone is having a stroke. Hence the symptom acronym, Be Fast. It stands for balance, eyes, face, arm, speech, terrible headache. When someone is having these symptoms, call 911 right away. The sooner they get the care they need, the better their brain will recover. Sign up for our newsletter at WFHR.com for more local and state news right in your inbox. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A Brewers coach signs an extension. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have renewed the contract of pitching coach Chris Hook. The 56-year-old Hook, who has worked his way up in the organization for 20 years, signed a multi-year extension with the team yesterday. He's credited with developing the team's young pitching talent. The Yankees won Game 4 of the World Series last night in New York, 11-4 over the Dodgers. Game 5 is tonight, Los Angeles leading 3-1. NBA, the Bucks are in Memphis. They face the Grizzlies tomorrow night on Halloween. The NFL trade deadline is coming up next Tuesday. Yesterday, the Packers signed linebacker Jamin Davis to their practice squad. Davis had been a first-round pick for Washington 3 years ago and was asked how familiar he is with the Packers.
Ironically, I got a chance to watch him a little bit last year, and it's crazy now that I might actually get an opportunity to play for him. But currently, I'm just honestly soaking everything all in, and hopefully I can get to work and just watch as much film as possible.
That's Packers linebacker Jamin Davis with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. And just like that, we say goodbye to Halloween films and look forward to the start of the holiday box office season, which is just a couple weeks away. The season will open with an anticipated bang as Amazon MGM Studios is set to release its $200 million Santa Claus caper film, Red Santa, starring Dwayne Johnson and Chris Evans. The film was set to go right to streaming, but tested so well with audiences, they're going theatrical. The film is estimated to make $36 million in its opening weekend. If you notice an uptick in original content in the next next year, there is a reason. The six biggest global content companies are planning to spend almost 10% more than they did this year. That would be an increase to $126 billion geared toward new viewing options. Disney will lead the way, spending 9% more next year. Hopefully, it's not all on remakes and sequels. Johnny Depp and Penelope Cruz are about to team up in a new film, Day Drinker. Yes, my fellow Wisconsinites, it is an awesome title. The film will tell the story of a cruise ship bartender, Depp, who befriends a mysterious day drinker played by Cruz, and they end up embroiled in a caper. This will be the fourth time Depp and Cruz grace the screen together after starring in Blow, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, and Murder on the Orient Express. If you love Squid Game, you might love the new spinoff, which will be an American version. Deadline reports that the project will be led by director David Fincher, whose credits include films like The Game and Seven. This will be the first spinoff of the Korean show. Season 2 of the original Squid Game premieres December 26th of this year on Netflix. Producers say the third and final season will also premiere sometime in 2025. Need more Nick Offerman in your TV viewing life? Yes, please. Variety reports Nick will join Elle Fanning and Michelle Pfeiffer in the new Apple TV show Margo's Got Money Troubles. Fanning plays a woman desperate for money who starts an OnlyFans site. Been there. Offerman plays her father, a retired pro wrestler, and Pfeiffer plays her mother, a Hooters waitress. The show is based on the Ruth Thorpe novel of the same name that was just recently released. The first season will offer 8 episodes. In a recent interview with the Associated Press, Hugh Grant says he killed 3 people. Of course, he did so, whimsically, and with that adorable accent and toothy grin. Grant is trying to get people's attention to go see his new movie, Heretic, in which he plays a creepy character named Mr. Reed. Grant appears to be moving on from his rom-com roles and looking for darker parts. I'm not saying the 64-year-old actor actually killed 3 people, but saying you did so in an effort to promote a movie really is the perfect cover. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Some big changes on the way today. It'll be windy, mostly cloudy with afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Falling temperatures, too, will drop to the mid-60s by late afternoon. Rain tonight, showers, windy, much colder tomorrow. We could get an inch and a half or more of rain with temperatures dropping into the low 40s by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.